As if on cue, Anya coughs again and pulls her inhaler out of her bag. She takes a couple of puffs. I push her towards the lounge door, closing it behind us to seal the filth in. But the kitchen is no better.
Jeez, Mum, what the...
Anya retches and pulls her top over her nose. Rotting food ferments in dishes by the sink. Glasses with mould decorating the inside of them rest on the drainer. There's a sour taste on my tongue. I should have insisted my mother came to live with me after her stroke, even though neither of us would have been happy. The truth is, I should have visited more. But this house, the memories, I'd wanted to leave them all behind.
"I'll be fine," she'd said. "A nurse will come in twice a day. I will not be a burden."
"You wouldn't be a burden," I'd repeated. But she must have heard the doubt in my voice because she'd waved her hand at me, dismissing the very idea of living anywhere else.
"Shit!"
Anya scrambles onto a chair and bursts out laughing.
"Mum, a rat!"
She points to the floor by the sink.
"Oh my God, it's huge!"
Without hesitating, I join her on a chair. How can she laugh? The rat is gigantic. Thankfully, it's too distracted by a half-empty can of beans to notice us. I pant as though in labour. I want to shower. Rats carry all sorts of germs and bacteria. A rustle from a cereal box on the table makes me jump. "Let's go," I say. "Get the professionals in instead of cleaning everything up ourselves."
"Look at its tail."
Anya peers closer to the rat.
"Finn at school had a pet rat. His was cute."
"Anya, rats are not cute. Come on, let's go. Please." I think about my bedroom upstairs, emptied when I'd escaped all those years ago and moved into my own beloved bedsit. A clearance company can take what's left.
"All right."
She jumps off the chair, knocking a stale loaf onto the floor.
"Come on, Mum."
Holding each other's hands and screaming like schoolchildren being chased in the playground, we run through the hallway. Anya carries on as I bash into one of the cardboard boxes my mother had placed at the bottom of the stairs after an attempt to declutter with Mrs. Smith from next door. The pink hand of a toy doll sticks out of the top. Pulling the doll out, I grimace when I see one ghostly eye winking at me and a hole where the other should be. The white dress the doll wears is torn on the shoulder and lace frills surround the neck. This can't be one of mine from when I was younger because I never had any. Nor did my mother. Looking deeper into the box, photos cover the bottom. I reach in to pull them out when Anya reappears at the front door.
"Holly wants to catch up today, not tomorrow, so I'm going out with her before I go to Dad's, okay?"
Sensing her impatience, I stuff the creepy doll back into the box and go outside. Anya coughs. Her chest rises and falls too fast.
"You okay?"
I ask, but she groans and walks off. A midwife once told me, when Anya was hours old and curled up like she was still inside my stomach, how parents must nurture their children like birds, so when the time comes for them to leave the nest, they can fly. Every instinct in me wants to clip Anya's wings, but the feeling dissipates as quickly as it was formed. For a second, I face the house. A two-up, two-down, end-of-terrace plot with a yellow exterior, like a sandcastle. The windows are double-glazed now. Water no longer drips down the glass panes onto towels at the bottom, but I can see black smudges on the lounge windowsill behind the grey net curtain hanging above it. A movement catches my eye from a window of the house next door. A tiny nick in the curtain where two fingers pinch it, and the hint of a shadow. The hairs on the back of my neck prickle. Mrs. Smith is watching. I blink and the curtain hangs freely again, the shadow vanished, as if she's clicked her fingers and teleported elsewhere in the house.
"Come on, Mum!"
Anya shouts out of the car window, her oversized sunglasses hiding her freckles.
"I'm going out, remember?"
With a defeated sigh, I tear myself away and get in the car beside her. She rolls her eyes.
"Finally."
The sooner my mother's house is cleaned, gutted, and sold, the better.